walking down the hill toward my house, and I saw some lights, one that I thought was a star, but it kept getting closer to me. And then it had four or five lights on it, and it was, they were alternating, you know, switching from one color to another.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a helicopter, because it was a helicopter farther down that I could see, and I could also hear it. But there was no sound from this, and it went right over the top of my head. And it was like almost a pure black. And it happened to go underneath a plane. It looked like it went out of its way to go underneath one.
Well, what was your exact location when all this happened?
What's that street up above? 73rd and Fremont.
Okay.
Looking down toward, looking toward the east. And it looked like it was coming, and it wasn't going very fast. It was just a very slow progression. And it took approximately 15 minutes to go past me, and then it went around past, it looked like it went out and went underneath the plane and then went down into Ballard. And after that, I didn't see it anymore because it went behind houses in the hill.
And it was just a dark object.
A dark object with about four lights on it, and they were red was on top, green, blue, and kind of yellow. But they weren't in any sequence. The lights weren't flashing in any sequence.
Uh-huh.
They were in alternate, and...
But they were flashing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there might have been anything that was close to it. Maybe I'm not the only one that saw it that night.
What one was this, Monday?
Yes, Monday.
Okay, just a moment. No, I don't see a thing for that particular day.
Okay. It's nice to have a place you can call about things like this.
Uh-huh.
Because I've seen, well, this is the first close contact that I've seen. And this surprised me because I've understood him and have done a lot of reading on him. And I think I've seen one once before, but I was never sure. And this is one that I could almost verify because there was no sound. And a plane would make a sound. The helicopter that was around, I heard the helicopter that was about a mile away. You know, you can hear it. It was
yes.
Smiling. And I could hear the plane, but this just didn't make nothing. No sound at all.
Do you have any estimate on the size of the object?
Oh, it was about probably 200, maybe 300 yards above me. And about the size of a football field.
Okay. Now, did this thing pass overhead?
Not directly overhead, slightly to the side. So that I was getting, as it passed me by, the lights, you know, that I was seeing this way. First, I just saw a white light, which looked like a star. And then the colored lights were when it passed by me, when it was on the side. It looked like the lights were, the colored lights were on the side of it.
Well, were you in a vehicle at the time?
No, I was out walking.
You're outdoor, okay.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a pair of binoculars. I could give you a better description.
But you figure it's about maybe 600 feet altitude?
Mm-hmm. And it was just looking like it was just taking a look at the city and seeing what was happening.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, most people would never report anything like that anyway.
Did it ever change its course?
Yes, it did change its course once when it went underneath the plane. It looked like it deliberately went under there.
Was this a private type plane?
Yes, it looked like it.
Okay.
So, you know, and it looked like it went close to the plane. You know, when it went underneath, it wasn't too far away.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, it looked like it was just taking a look to see what's happening.
About what time was that?
Oh, between 5 and 5:30 in the afternoon. It was dark already, and that's why I couldn't see clear. If it was light, it had, when I first saw it, it was, you know, it was dark, but not, there was a little bit of light. The lights were starting to come on, and when it passed me, it was totally black.
Okay, but how long did you observe it?
About 10 to 15 minutes. And then I turned around and looked at it, but there wasn't any way to see what was happening after that, so I turned around and walked home.
Okay, and you were the only witness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about your organization over the radio, OK 102.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're having some they're having some special reports on it. And, well, our whole family has been into it. My wife and the lady that's living here. And we've always been, we've known they were there. It was just a matter of getting a verified sighting.
Uh-huh.
And, no, like I said, it just looked like it was just taking a leisurely stroll across
yes.
the sky to see what was happening. But, no, yeah, they're doing a real heavy thing on it. They've done a couple of them now.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay, well, if we get anything else on this, we'll be sure to get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.